Welcome to the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast with co-founders and hosts, Tracy Callahan and Deborah Doak. Each week, we tackle another tough topic to help professional divorce coaches maximize client impact and cultivate thriving practices. We also want to spread the word about the expertise and value that certified divorce coaches bring to the table. At DCA, we are committed to ongoing learning and we value generosity among divorce coaching professionals. We believe that when one succeeds, we all succeed. Welcome back to Divorce Coaches Academy podcast. I'm Tracy, your host, and today in our coach spotlight, I am super excited to welcome Jennifer Warren Medwin. Jen is a CDC certified divorce coach, Supreme Court of Florida family mediator, and a certified marital mediator. Her private practice is in Pinecrest, Miami, and is called Seeking Empowerment Clarity Through Partnership. Jennifer specializes in working alongside individuals and couples who are contemplating divorce and are fearful of high conflict, as well as with those who hope to save their marriages. Jen uses her knowledge of coaching and mediation to help her clients emotionally prepare for the dissolution of their marriages or the reconciliation of their relationships in the most organized, time-efficient, and productive manner. Jen is a member of the National Association of Divorce Professionals, Support Pay, Advisory Council, Amicable Divorce Network, and is a contributing writer for Your Tango, Thrive Global, and Our Family Wizard. She's also the most recent author of Strategies and Tips from a Divorce Coach, A Roadmap to Move Forward. Welcome, Jen. That's quite an impressive bio, and congratulations on the publication and recent success of your book.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks. We're super excited to have you. Jen and I have a lot of similar paths. We kind of follow very similar professional endeavors and initiatives. So it's always so nice to speak with you, Jen. Can you tell me a little bit more about your book, right? What was the thought process? What was your inspiration in putting your thoughts and your experience into writing?
Well, it was twofold. Initially, I was writing for several online platforms, and some of my clients would say, "Why don't you put this all together in a book?" And so they planted the seed for me. And when I was getting divorced many years ago, I was reading anything I could possibly find on the divorce process. And what I found at that time were many books on divorce. However, instead of making me feel better, they made me more anxious because they were big books, they were very dense books, and they spoke oftentimes in legalese.
Yeah.
And I have a teaching background, so I wanted to create a book that would be user-friendly. Mm-hmm. So my book has a plethora of checklists, like, you know, what might you want to think about in a parenting plan? Okay. Just because your child or your children are turning 18, that doesn't mean that you can have custom provision. So it's about thinking outside of the box. And I wanted to be a catalyst for my readers and my clients to help them think outside of the box. Mm-hmm. So that was really the impetus. And the other part of it was I read a lot about the process, but not about the mindset. Mm. And I really wanted to create something for my readers that not only gave them what I call the four quadrants of divorce, meaning the emotional side, the legal side, the organizational side, and the financial side. Also, I wanted to give them how to move forward emotionally, mm-hmm. how to have a mindset of sufficiency or opportunity as opposed to scarcity and life being a burden.
Yeah. And I really think that concept of roadmap, right? When there's lots of information out there, right? Books, online, it's really difficult to navigate that, right? So I loved the concept of a roadmap, right? And about moving forward, which I think really encompasses that idea of perspective mindset, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. And I want to say also, you know, oftentimes people would say to me, and I hear my clients say that their friends or family says, you know, move on. We don't move on. We move forward, right? We move forward. Whatever is happening to us is part of, let's say, our movie. And this is a frame. And it is part of who we will be and who we will yet to be. And it's important to come to terms with it, to be able to say, okay, I'm going to move on. And that's why I love the concept of the roadmap to move forward. And by the way, no divorce is the same. I like to say every divorce is like a snowflake.
Yeah, so, me too.
Right? Your path is not necessarily going to be the same as your friends. You might have similarities, but your path will be very unique to you and your family.
Yeah, your unique needs, issues, concerns, barriers. I agree completely. It's as if, you know, there's this process, right? The divorce process. And we as divorce coaches work in supporting individuals navigating that process. Right. But each and every one is different. So that's why I love the idea of sort of a roadmap or a framework that is helping people identify sort of those, you know, those big, as you call them, the four quadrants, right? The areas that we know that our clients or individuals experiencing the divorce process need to sort of identify and contemplate and make decisions regarding. But there's so much other stuff that goes into play in that, right?
Right.
And helping them sort of navigate that. I love the idea of really bringing the concept of divorce coaching in a book, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know there's lots of professional practicing divorce coaches out there who've contemplated the idea of writing a book, right? What would you share with them about your process? How is that for you in terms of making the decision to do it, finding somebody who would publish it? What was your process?
So I have a technique that I use with myself, my children, even, and my clients, which is think it, write it, and then say it. And I'm the type of person, I love to journal. I am an avid reader. I have so many composition books in my house of things that have touched my soul. And once I started thinking about writing a book, I reached out to people who I knew were in the industry, and I did my due diligence. I spoke to, you know, places like Random House, hybrid publishers, you know, independent publishers. And then, you know, I found someone who did like a hybrid publishing for me, and I went and I took my time. I didn't do it. This is one thing I will say to people. I did it on my time. And I feel that it is very much an authentic piece based on factual information that is very helpful for people who are contemplating the divorce process and even going through. Susan Guthrie said something which was great. She said it's like having a divorce coach in your pocket. And it's not long. It's very easy to read, which was a major part of my goal, right?
Yeah.
You know, checklists, reflection questions, open-ended questions, lists of what you might need for your financial information. And again, a lot of frameworks that help you move forward in the process. Yeah.
So how long did it take you to write it? I know you said you took your time. So clearly you're running and you do lots of work, right? As a mediator and as a divorce coach, you're sort of navigating multiple arenas, especially also Jen practices as a marital mediator, which I do as well, which is kind of interesting, right? So on one hand, you're supporting individuals navigating the divorce process. And then on the other hand, as a marital mediator, you're supporting marriages who are having difficulties potentially come to some level of agreement to see how they can also move forward. So you've got multiple arms out there in terms of your reach. So I am assuming you were doing all of that while still writing.
Well, I will tell you something. First, I want to thank you because you were my mentor. I took a class and you spoke about marital mediation, and you were my seed, right? And I watered it, but you were my seed. So thank you. It took me 2 years to write the book. And I did it when my inner whispers called to me. And in my book, I talk a lot about inner whispers, and we all have them. And we either put them on the bookshelf, or we just avoid them, or we listen to them a little bit, and then they get louder and louder and louder. And that's really what happened to me. And I, when I say I did it at my pace, I had, you know, the editor, I went through so many different revisions. And it really, I'm very proud of the work that, I did. And I believe that it's going to be, and it has been, I've heard from several people, it's been very helpful and very concise. People are taking it in with them to mediation, using the checklist, making sure they have everything they need. So I would say to anyone who is thinking about it to just do it, right? Do it. And maybe it will come to fruition. Maybe you read. If not, it's a great way to release the thoughts that keep spiraling in your head. It's a very good stress releaser.
Yeah. I love the idea of, you know, seeds and watering it, or the whisper, right? Those ideas, right? Mm-hmm. That might also seem like, how can I do one more thing? I really appreciate you sharing that you had that whisper. You didn't ignore it, yet at the same time, you sort of nurtured it, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't rush it. You didn't, you know, put everything on halt to sort of get this done and grew it, which I think is a beautiful concept, actually. And I am excited to read it. I have not read it yet, Jen. I apologize.
No, that's okay.
I'm really excited to read it. And the other thing I love about the idea is the reality out there is not everybody can afford to work individually with a divorce coach,
right?
And I know a lot of coaches out there are trying to make it more accessible because it is so needed. So I think this book, you know, as Susan said, you know, a divorce coach in your pocket, right? And to be able to use the information that we know as professionals and in our experience, what questions, right? Checklists, things that individuals need to think about, not telling them what to do.
Exactly. Right?
Which we encounter a lot.
And I want to say something else, which I think is really important. I own the process, right? Mm-hmm. And this is what I want to say to people, that it is the same in the divorce process. It is so important to remember that you are the boss of your process, not your lawyer, not your financial, you know, accountant or advisor, not your divorce coach, you. And honor that. Champion your own authenticity. It's, you know, at your pace.
Yeah, absolutely. And as divorce coaches and navigating writing a book, you clearly demonstrated that. You're walking the walk and talking the talk. Awesome. Well, so one of the things that we do in our Coach's Spotlight, so our listeners can learn a little bit more about you and who we're chatting with, because we really want to spotlight you, not just in the work that you're doing, but who you are as a person, Jen. So we have some questions that we ask. Would it be okay if we kind of walk down this road a little and learn a little bit more about you?
Sure. I love these questions.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. First, what was the last thing you Googled?
So the last thing I Googled was, a friend of mine told me she had read this article about the difference between burden and opportunity. And in my book, I have a whole chapter on words matter, right? They're either empowering or disempowering. And so I thought, yeah, that's so great. Look at things as either an opportunity or a burden, really, to set the intention of, look, how are these things messages in the mess, right? They're always messages. So that was the last thing I Googled, and I really liked that. And it went in my composition book. Let's see in my next book.
Yeah, I know you feel the same way. Conflict is an opportunity, right? An opportunity to learn about ourselves and learn about others. So that's awesome. All right. What's your favorite go-to self-care activity? I know as divorce coaches, it's so important that we honor ourselves and to be the best coaches we can be in the work that we do. That can often be extremely challenging. Self-care is extremely important. So what's your go-to?
My go-to really is reading or listening to podcasts. It takes me away. I always have a golden nugget that arises. And that's really a way other than physical activity, which I do, you know, I walk and I do Pilates. I love to read. I'm a lifelong learner. I really, really do.
That's great. Learning is something I always am concerned when children have negative learning experiences when they're younger, because love of education is what propels us all forward. So great. Yes. Yeah. All right. And last but not least, do you have a motto you live life by?
I definitely. Jen's
motto.
In fact, somebody once said, this is a Jenism. speak your truth. Mm. I really believe that the truth shall set you free. That was a tongue twister.
Yeah.
But speak your truth is really, that is, you know, be vulnerable, own your own thoughts and be true to yourself.
Mm. It's a beautiful motto. How do you think that, you know, speaking your truth with that motto was consistent with your book?
Because my truth is that divorce doesn't have to be as cantankerous, position-based, difficult as it often is. And I created sort of a framework. I love frameworks by which people, if they follow the book, they will develop communication skills, conflict resolution skills, and be knowledgeable about what is available to them. And as a former educator, and I'm still an educator, I think it's very important. The more knowledge you have, the more power you have. The more power you have, the less emotional you are. The less emotional you are, the clearer your thought process. And so it was very true to what I wanted to accomplish.
Yeah. Wow. Seeking empowerment through clarity and partnership, right? That's the name of your practice, which I think really echoes so much of the work that you're doing. I really want to thank you, Jen, for being here and sharing information about your book. How can people best reach you, learn more about you, get access to that book, share information about your book with others?
So thank you for asking that. I have a website, seekingempowerment.com. I'm on all social handles at seekingempowerment.com. And my book can be purchased at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, I really want to thank you again for being here, for the work that you do as a professional practicing certified divorce coach. I know we share similar interests in approaching divorce coaching from the arena of alternative dispute resolution. And you have echoed so much of what Divorce Coaches Academy stands for in terms of the three pillars that we look to support divorce coaches in building, you know, client impact and value to those and the work that we do. Being successful in their practices, their business practices, which is extremely, extremely important, and advocacy, which your book is, again, just sharing additional information and the word about the power of divorce coaching and how people should not be engaging in navigating the divorce process by themselves. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you, Jen, and look forward to seeing what you're doing next.
Thank you. And thank you again for being a mentor.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We all learn from each other. So
that is very true.
We all are there to support each other's crowns, right? What do they say? Instead of knocking a crown off, you know, you need people who will fix it for you. So I want to thank you for also being part of that. All right. Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast. If you enjoyed today's show, please give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. It helps other divorce professionals find us and add to the conversation. And don't forget to follow us on social media to be the first to know when we add new classes and events. We'll be back next week with another topic to help you maximize client impact, create a thriving business, and promote the value of professional divorce coaching.